This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
The power's in the Word of God. If you believe, and if I believe the Word of God is God-breathed and God-inspired, it makes sense to me that when people study those verses of that God-breathed, God-inspired work, that the Holy Spirit of God is speaking to people every time this book is read. And I believe that. That's why when I stand up here and read from the Word of God, something happens to people. And it doesn't happen with rhetoric. It doesn't happen with oratory. It happens as the living, breathing words of God are spoken to people. And I want to begin with verse 1 that says, "Now faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see." Faith is always connected with the invisible. It's not my decision. That's God's choice. Faith is always connected with the future. It's always connected with the invisible. It's believing in things we don't see. And people say, "Well, I've got problems with that. I don't like having to believe in something I can't see." And here's what I ask people. Have you ever seen electricity? No. Do you have electricity in your home? Well, of course I do. Do you benefit from the effects of electricity? Of course I do. But you've never seen electricity in those wires. No, how does the sound get from my voice or from one of these wires to back to those control panels back there and up through these speakers? I've never seen that physically happen, but there are things that happen around us that we don't see. When you get on an airplane, you don't see the hydraulic system at work. You don't see the avionics that are at work in that plane, and yet you get on the airplane and you sit down and you ask for a drink and some peanuts and whatever you want to have there you're asking for at that airplane, and you trust that which you cannot see. Everything in life is trusting what you cannot see, including believing in God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Let's bring up verse 3. This is a very strategic verse. "By faith we understand that the universe was formed at God's command, so that what is seen was not made out of what was visible." Those of you that take notes, you really need to write this down. Every man in this room, every woman in this room, every young person in this room either believes in the God of creation or you believe that creation is God. I really believe it's that simple. You either believe in the God of creation or you believe that creation is God. I heard a scientist once say that the ultimate reality in life was the universe. What was he saying? He was attributing to the universe an attribute of God. He was saying the universe is God. And of course, that creates all kinds of problems, because do you believe then that the universe always was? Sort of like God? Do you believe the universe didn't exist and then it came into being? How did it come into being? Who made it come into being? What made it come into being? It takes faith to believe in God who is the creator, but it also takes faith to believe that the creation is God. It takes faith either way. Decide. You're going to be a man or a woman or a young person who says, "I believe in a creator God. I believe in a God who created this at his command, at his word." Jump down to verse 6, "And without faith it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him has to do two things." It's not enough just to believe that he exists. Some of you have never heard this before, but the very next book of the Bible, James, says even the demons believe and tremble. Do not pat yourself on the back and say, "Well, I believe in God." Even the demons believe and they shudder. They shake. Don't think because you've made some mental assent and you say, "I guess there's a God. I'll give you that. There's a creator." It's not enough to believe that he exists. We have to believe that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. What does that mean? We believe in a God who responds. I not only believe that he exists, but he's a God who responds. He rewards those who earnestly, sincerely seek him.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.